welcome to another episode of the Weave Retreat Podcast. We hope you enjoy your stay. We are the Weaves, your hosts. My name is James. This is Germs. And today we have a lot to talk about, a lot of spicy stuff to talk about. How you doing, Germs?
Doing good. A lot of spice leading up to this week's episode.
Yep. We got a great show for you guys today. Timestamps will be in the description, as always. All right, let's get into the weekly roundup here. Boku no Hero Season 5, Episode 11. What'd you think of this one, Germs?
It was, you know, it's kind of what I expected, for better and for worse. You know, some of the things were improved from the manga that I remember were being a little weird, like, you know, how all this kind of stuff was going down and you know, with action and everything. Action makes so much more sense being fluid in anime than just in manga with just, you know, little snippets there. So yeah. Seeing some of the stuff happen and the like little things going on with like the double shot and, you know, all that kind of stuff was really cool to see. But, you know, not much other than that for me. You know, it was some, you saw, you know, him going using the whips and get a little bit of control on there. But
yep.
Other than that, not too much happened this episode other than that, really, for me. What do you
think? Is this the end of the arc?
Yeah. Yeah, so all the fights are done, you know, 1A, 1, whatever, you know, so now we're...
Now we'll move on to another one?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I gotta ask. Yeah. We're moving on, right?
Yeah.
Thank God. I don't know, man. I know that you thought the that festival arc was, like, the slowest. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because I'm watching this one weekly. I don't know what it is. Maybe, you know, the past season was really good and my expectations are just too high, but this was like the worst arc for me. Maybe if I marathoned it and I got it done in a day or some shit, like maybe it would be easier. But watching this weekly was tough. This week's was tough. Snooze fest. We had some Uraraka moments, which is good.
Yeah. But
I guess not much. This is like, I mean, she's like, I mean, how many episodes are we in? Like 90 something, and she likes Deku, and there's no advancement on that front. I mean, I know that this is canon, and you need to see it. And it's you know, Deku is having his new abilities with All for One, One for All. I always get them confused. I always get that shit confused. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just doesn't feel like a good arc to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you can skip it, but if I ever rewatch Boku no Hero, maybe I would, you know, find some clips and just try and skip this batch of episodes as much as I can. But that's just me. I don't know. Maybe I'm being too harsh on it. Am I being too harsh on it, Germs?
No. Well, it's kind of hard. We're both kind of similar to the series, similar feeling of the series right now. Probably, you know, someone that is completely also fresh. Say, but since I'm so jaded from all the stuff in the future that we're going to be seeing, and some of the hype moments, it's like, oh, this isn't really much at all. I'm like, and then now we're back here. Now got me thinking back to like, you know, how strong some of these other people's quirks were compared to like Deku, especially now that he has, you know, eight other quirks, whatever. It's like, yeah, you know, it's like these, like, you know, all these, they have cool quirks and all, like the mushroom quirk is cool and all. And, you know, the double hit impact is pretty cool and all. But like, if you're going against Deku, it's who can even stand against him, really? Maybe Todoroki. Maybe Bakugo, because they have, you know, just skill and, you know, good quirks, but not, you know, with having so many different things and avenues to go through with Deku, it's just, what can really stop him, you know?
That one character that was talking about the protagonist and side characters, which I thought was funny, he mentioned being a side character, and the three that he showed for the main characters were Deku, Todoroki, and Bakugo, which is sad because I know you've been warning me about this for months, but I guess that's the direction it's going to go from now on. So I don't know. Maybe this shouldn't be number one on the roundup. Hopefully the next arc is better. I think you've told me the next one's better. Final thoughts for this week. I have nothing to say about it.
hyped that we're finally done here with this arc. So let's get on to the next one and get to that good shit.
Yeah, this is not 2007 anymore. I mean, we're in seasonal anime for a reason. You know, this stuff should be really sped up or something. I don't know, man. I know it's part of the manga. I know they have to adapt it, but yikes. Just hard to get through. I don't want to be watching this kind of shit at 90 some episodes. Like, you know, this feels like a grind at this point. This doesn't feel like a delight. All right, let's get to a more delightful show, though. Don't Toy With Me, Miss Nagatoro, episode 9. We've been hyping this one up a lot. What'd you think of this week's episode?
Oh, good shit as always. I feel like there's always so many little things. I feel like episodes go on with each episode in the best way. Just like that one little beginning before the opening goes on. There's so much going on there. The little shadow boxing and stuff like that. Just nice little cute little moments there. It was nice. Yep. And then just the rest of the episode with all those little things going on. With like, oh, you know, I'll pin him down, you know. And she's like, no. I get to do him. He's like,
that's my man. Yep.
It was so good. And her trying to find, they were like, oh, you're saying like you can hold back and all this stuff. Like, what can you do? And it's like, she's like, I know to hold back. And they're like, and how long it took for her to say that.
Coming up with excuses. Yep.
It's so good. Yeah. And all the other friends.
And took her a while to say that. Yeah.
And all the other friends are so like hilarious in the little moments as well. And then, you know, them sending, they're like, oh, where'd the Gairu girl, where did she go? He's like, oh, we sent her to infiltrate the nerd group.
I thought that was so funny, dude. I laughed so hard when I saw that.
Yeah, it was so hilarious. And then, you know, next arc, bam, what's happening? Oh, one of those nerds is a stalker. We gotta have you go on a date with her.
I'm glad that they put that all in one episode. I think that was a smart choice on their part. Yeah, so I think this is the worst episode of the season. I found it to be pretty slow.
Oh my god.
Still good though. Still fine. I feel like we just had like four or five that were like perfect episodes, and then we go into this, which is a little bit slower. So it's just a momentum thing for me. But it was still good. I think I probably like the first half more when they're looking for his hentai. And he goes and grabs it and he hides it from them. I thought that was good, but you know, if you have half the episode like that, I want the second half to be really good. And you know, you had the stalking stuff. You know, honestly, the best part has to be that boxing in the beginning. I thought that was really cute. Shit, that was better than the Mayweather Paul fight we had this past weekend. I mean, that was much more fun to watch. Yeah, I mean, the second half, he pretends to go on a date. It seems like whatever her name is. By the way, all her friends looking real, real nice, real spicy. love how they look. It seems like her friend is maybe catching on to him and Nagatoro liking him, maybe. But actually a slower episode for me, which is fine, I guess. Mm. We still got like two or three to go, so. But yeah. Yeah. Anything else you want to add with this week's episode, Germs?
Oh yeah, I have an Easter egg here. Easter egg. So the manga that he picked up, the spicy etchy manga that he picked up, dude. When I saw that cover and I saw the name, I'm like, oh, I know what they're trying to say here. It's a manga series called Parallel Paradise, and that shit is spicy, spicy good stuff.
Okay, is that a real manga?
It's a real manga. So they were
parodying off of it.
Yeah, they were parodying off it. And that's some real spicy stuff.
Kind of like the losers in the cafeteria. They were playing switches, but again, you can't use like the official brand name, but like stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was parodying a real manga that's out there.
Yeah, it's super spicy, super tons of spicy scenes in that one there. So
I'm taking notes.
So that I was laughing a little bit inside, and I'm like, oh, I know that. I read that series. I know what he that spicy plot he'd be talking about. So
that's funny. That's really good then. That's a good little Easter egg.
Mm-hmm. So that's my little two cents throw in.
For me, it was slow. For me, it was probably the worst of the season. I think I've liked every other episode more than this one. But even though this is the worst of the series, still not a bad episode. Still pretty good. Still decent. So, yeah. Hopefully next couple weeks. I saw the teaser for next week's episode. That shit looked good. But, yeah, hopefully next week's is a little bit better. Even though this is the worst, it's still good. That is how good Nagatoro has been for me, so... Final thoughts on this week's episode, Germs?
Good stuff, good stuff. It hasn't let me down at all. It's been just like 9, 8, you know, this is more like an 8 episode, not like a 9 or 10 in the other ones, but still a 7's pretty high in my book, so good times, good times.
Yeah, out of 5, I'd give it like a 3. I was still entertained. The last couple weeks were just really good, you know? Yeah. That's all. It's not a big deal. Still good. All right, let's get into this week's episode of Tokyo Revengers, episode 9. What did you think of this week's episode, Germs?
Ooh, what a spicy one. What a spicy one. A lot of action going on there. Ton, you know, all these gangs and all the gangs coming up and seeing all these other characters for the other, like the leaders, I'm just going to say, like the guy that's like smiling a lot. And it's like, oh, I'm ready to fight, you know? It's like, oh, look at this. He's going ham. So it was really interesting seeing all these other like kind of important yet side characters that will probably be introduced now from now on. Because, you know, we haven't seen really much before, but I'd imagine from now on, this is like a really nice introduction to seeing how some of these characters are that we'll probably meet up now since Mikey is, you know, part of the gang. But seeing when our boy Mikey came up in that motorcycle, oh, so good, because, you know, it was just like the three of them, whatever, just sitting there like with the whole gang against them. They're like, oh, I'm like, oh fuck, how they get themselves out of this one? And then Mikey shows up and the gang, it's like, oh yeah, oh yeah.
I thought it was really good and well played by them to sort of hype up the scene and make it dramatic that everyone heard his exhaust. And, you know, he's driving through the rain, pulls up on his motorcycle. I mean, it was just totally badass, you know. And that's kind of how I would describe the episode as a whole, honestly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so for this week's episode, we have Mobius versus Tomon. Basically an action episode, the whole thing, right? I mean...
Kind of flew by for me.
Yeah, this episode was a quick episode. I was surprised when it was over. I was like, oh, wow, that's it. For me, it was kind of mindless fun. You know, like it was a little boring, but the fighting was great. I mean, listen, I've kind of bagged on the show for the animation, but the animation for the fight scenes, they spent some of their money on that. They put some effort into that. Some of those fight scenes were very fluid, a lot better than a normal Tokyo Revengers episode. I mean, they looked really good at certain points. So yeah, good animation. You know, that was almost like the whole episode right there.
Mm-hmm.
Until that cliffhanger. That cliffhanger is when everything changes. And I was kind of lulled into autopilot with all the fighting, right? You know, just kind of fun, mindless fighting. And then bam, that big thing happens at the end. And it's like, oh shit, I'm awake. What happened? What? So we don't know if it's official, but it seems that even though Takemichi is trying to change this timeline, and he kind of did, ultimately, the one thing he really needed to change, looks like maybe it won't change, and that's Kiyomasa coming back and killing Draken. You see him leave with, and you see the knife is bloody. Again, very good foreshadowing with this episode, with the exhaust on the motorcycle, and then you see a bloody knife. You know, camera pans over to Draken, and homeboy got stabbed. So we don't know if he's dead.
I think he hopefully should live.
He might be alive. Yeah, he might be alive.
I hope so.
But just the fact that this is the one thing Takemichi was supposed to prevent, and it's possible that he didn't prevent it, you know, that's a solid cliffhanger right there. That's a really good cliffhanger. So, yeah, I mean, the real takeaway from this episode is that cliffhanger. Would you agree? That's mm-hmm. the real big takeaway this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and definitely that's going to have a lot of stuff going on with that next episode for sure. You know, probably our boy is going to just try to, like, just drag him over to the motorcycle and go right to the hospital or something. I think, you know, him being there and looking for Draken is really going to help him out here. Because I imagine if, you know, if our homeboy wasn't there, Draken would have been stabbed, just laying on the ground, the fight's all over, and they're like, oh, shit, what happened to Draken? And they're like, oh, fuck, he's dead. So I certainly. So I think hopefully our boy being there and looking for him actively will hopefully save our homeboy. I hope so. Hopefully he doesn't just like give a little speech like
I agree.
Take care of Mikey for me, you know. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope he makes it through, but we'll see. It's gonna be real spicy, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you're on the edge of your seat because it's like, is the past going to change or is destiny, fate is fate? What's supposed to happen is going to happen, even in a parallel universe, a different universe. Same thing is still going to happen. You know, it's the classic time traveling trope. You know, they're using it well here. One thing I did want to point out with this week's episode. So this is episode 9. Does not seem like we're coming to a close anytime soon. People are highly speculating that this will be two core. So, and will it be consecutive? Will it be split up? We don't know. But for, I think people have pointed out for the Blu-ray releases, you add them all up and it adds up to 24. So this may continue to 24. Again, we don't know if the cores will be split. If summer will be a break and maybe they'll do the second core in the fall. But I think it'll probably be consecutive. They'll probably keep going until they hit 24 and that'll be the first season. But yeah, that's just speculation. What are you thinking about that, Germs? Because it's still not official on their end. I mean, if it was going to end at 11 or 12, you'd think, because all the other ones, you'd think by now that would be officially announced. They're coming up close to it, but it doesn't seem to be the case. So does that hype you up any more than you already were? Or what do you think of that?
No, I was kind of feeling it's gonna be like 24. You know, I feel like this isn't really a small series. You know, I've heard so much hype beforehand. So, you know, it's good. I know there's still a lot of material left. So, you know, hopefully it isn't. I think 24 will be good. I don't think there's no way it's gonna be longer than that, I'd imagine. So hopefully
no, it won't be a long running series. It'll be one core or two core at the most. And again, we don't know if it'll be consecutive, but if people have looked at the Blu-ray releases for next year, and the episodes add up to 24. So yeah, that makes sense. And that would be why they haven't announced that it's going to end soon. So that would make sense. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, what are you guys thinking of Tokyo Revengers? Highly, highly popular series this season. Let us know down below. All right, let's continue here. 86, episode 9. What did you think of this week's episode? Of 86 Germs.
A lot of stuff happened here.
Tell me, what'd you think?
I don't really know how to feel about it. You know, it's a hard thought here, because you know we saw the brother here, and now you know him. You know, and we finally got the end of that arc right here, and then you know, it kind of dragged on the end there with just them leaving and all that kind of stuff. That's just kind of my feeling on that. But the question is, like, I was like finished. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I finished the episode. I'm like, okay, is the end of the series cool? Okay, cool. I'm like, wait a second. There's two episodes. I'm like, oh fuck.
No, there's two more.
I was like, oh fuck.
All right, let me give a speech.
Owen,
I thought the CGI is fantastic. It's always been great for the series. I thought it was fantastic. I thought the second half of the episode was particularly dramatic, but I thought it was still a fantastic build-up. I think the dialogue for the series has been fantastic. You know, that one point where she's talking to so-and-so. I can't remember the name. I'm never good with the names, but, you know, she kind of held it over her that Nozen, you know, the leader of her unit, was you know, connected to her, and are you going to abandon him again? And she looks at Lena, the main character, and says, "You're a devil." And then Lena says, "We both are." Oh, that was such a good line. I don't know if your fan sub had that, but you know, because that's what the 86 call them, the devils, because they have like white hair or whatever. They're their own race of people. But even with all that, I think the production's great, opening's great, ending's great. I mean, if you're into this story, this probably was a masterpiece of an episode for you. It has all of the ingredients, but it's just not doing it for me. Mm-hmm. The story just hasn't hooked me in, and I can't say that there's anything bad about the series. There's just nothing that's really getting me super invested. I thought the brother fight, I thought was dramatic. We just didn't have that much of a build up to it. It honestly, I when I watched it, I was like, did I skip an episode? Did I download the right shit? Because they kind of tease it at the end, and then you get into this episode and it's like a full on war. It's like, oh shit, like did I miss a whole episode of action here? Like how did we go from their meeting on the front lines to all this crazy shit? And I get it. I mean, it's not it was just a quick, you know, chaotic battle, but the series feels a little dramatic to me, and maybe the light novels are better because people swear that the light novels are really good.
It probably
listen,
is.
I think that they're doing a I think that they're doing a fantastic job with this series. A1 Pictures, I think they're doing a great job, but it's just not personally resonating with me, and that sucks because I watch this and I'm like, if I was invested in this, if I liked the series, this shit would be really good. But I'm just not hooked, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At the end there, I was wondering, I was like, are they going to try and break into the Republic somehow? Like, where are they going? Are they going back to the original place? But no, they're just wandering off almost to die, kind of. I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe it's the Legion factor in this. I mean, we don't know much about them. I don't feel like they're a real threat. They're just kind of enemies that show up. They're handling it good, but it's just not gripping me, you know? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I definitely agree. It's like going to like a 5-star restaurant and someone just ordering you something. I kind of wanted something else, you know? It's like, oh, no, trust me. This is good. It's good. It's like, you're like, you know, it's probably, it tastes good. And, you know, this is probably like top tier stuff, but it's just not for me, you know?
It's not what I wanted. Yeah, it's just not for me. It's like going to a fancy restaurant, VIP parking, very, very nice. You know, you got a very nice table, very nice waiter or waitress. The menu looks great. You order something. It comes out. It's presented beautifully. You're like, oh my God, it smells good. And then you take a bite and it's like, it's good, but it just doesn't resonate with my taste buds. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it has all the ingredients. It the production's great. The animation's great. Even the CGI is great. Fight scene's great. The music, oh my gosh, the music's great. Openings, endings, great. It has everything. It's just not, I don't know what it is. I don't know what I'm missing. Maybe I'm not understanding the story completely. Maybe the characters just don't resonate with me. I don't know. It's just not doing it for me. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking to another friend of mine who's watching. It's just like I start seeing the holes in the story. I'm like, fuck! I didn't want to it's like starting explaining how, you know, sausage is made. It's like, fuck! Why did you tell me this?
I don't want to know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to know all that.
Yeah, so like he was like, oh, what about this? And it's like, oh shit, that makes sense. Like, wait, why isn't no one talking? Like, I don't know about this. Like, oh fuck, that also is like important. That's not being. It's like, I'm starting to see how the sausage is made here, and I'm just like, fuck, like this is good, but like, I don't know. It's just not good for me. I can't look past that and just, you know, see it for what it is.
And you know, I really like Lena's character, which helps, right? Cause she's the main character, but I thought that the unit was going to somehow break into the walls or break into the Republic somehow or something crazy, right? Like she can meet them or because she took off running and it's like, where is she running to? Like, is she going to try and meet them? Like, why is she running right now? But she was just, I guess, running for dramatic effect. I mean, I don't know. Again, it was a great, great scene, but the story just isn't doing it for me. I don't know. I know people are going to think we're crazy. Like, oh my gosh, the series is so good. How can these two weebs not like it? It's just not doing it for me. I don't know, man. It's just not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Final thoughts for this week's episode of 86 Germs. I thought it was probably the best episode so far, but again, I'm just not invested. It's just not because you can write the best story, write the best characters, but it has to connect with the reader or the viewer on a personal note. And it's just not, that personal element isn't happening with me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So final thoughts for this week's episode of 86 Germs.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to go on with these next two episodes. Maybe it's just going to be Sam out in the wild, you know, what they be doing, what Lena be doing, maybe a time skip or some shit. But it's like only two episodes left. Like, I feel like this should have been the last episode, you know, just leave it on a hook and then, you know, bam. But it's like,
it should have. It feels like it. I thought she was going to meet them and they were going to bust in or something. I don't know. She was going to go out to the battlefield and meet them. I didn't. as I was watching it, I'm like, this is such a great scene. Like, she's running, like maybe she's gonna try and stop them, but no, she just kind of breaks down. I don't know where she was running to. I mean, again, if they did it a little bit better, maybe I'd be invested, but it's just not doing it for me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's and it sucks too, because I want to love the series. We don't, you know, we here at the Weeb Retreat, we don't want to go into a series hating it, you know, like this is our hobby. We love anime, you know, like we want to go in enjoying these series, especially if everyone else is, because bam, now we got a big community of people online in person to talk to about it. And, you know, I can speak for myself. It's just not resonating for me. So yeah, again, beautiful episode. Great episode. I'm just not attached to the story. I'm just not invested. And 9 episodes in, only 2 to go. It's not going to hook me by the end of the season, you know? Mm-hmm. That point where it needed to do that is already passing. So what did you guys think of this week's episode of 86? Are we crazy? Are we out of our minds? Comment down below. Are you enjoying it and we're just missing something? Let us know if we're missing something. I bet we are. Maybe we're just not thinking of it. All right, let's get on here. Final show for this week's weekly roundup. Nomad, Megalobox Season 2, Episode 10. We're nearing the end of this season of Megalobox. What did you think of this week's episode, Jerms?
Oh, it was pretty, some interesting stuff going on here. A little spice at the end there with against our boy versus Saccio. You know, just
yep.
and showing him how it actually works. Show that all his skill that he's built up. But it was a lot of little things going on, as always. A little bit more on Joe, yeah. Luckily, this time. A little bit more towards our boy. So hopefully it continues on that kind of route. But overall, you know, pretty good. I'm still not super hooked. I'm not super excited for this, you know, Mac versus our Joe fight. I'm not super mm-hmm. excited. I don't really feel the hype like we used to do with, like, you know, him versus Yuri. There's no,
yeah.
I don't really feel like there's any, like, much stakes. Agree. There's no stakes, really. That's the main thing for mm-hmm. me. Like, I guess, you know, bringing back his family or bringing back the family he used to have, minus, you know, our boy, rest in peace, Nambu. But, yep. You know, I'm not really feeling like there's stakes or the hype or, like, you know, because, like, originally, like, it's like, oh, it's the first Megalonia. And it's like, oh, Joe is gearless. This is crazy. But it's not like, oh, you know, our Joe fighting gearless against Saccio, you know, show him, put him in a, give him a lesson.
Put him in his place.
It's like, yep. Oh, you know, okay. Yeah, we knew that. Our boy Joe still got it. He still got it. We saw him go against what's his name?
Yuri.
No, the other, his disciple.
Lou.
Yeah, when we saw him go into Lou, you know, he was like, okay, you know, Joe isn't at his peak right now, but he's doing pretty good stuff. You know, he still has it in him. He still has the fire.
So, he still has the fire, yep.
So I wish it was, I just don't know. I don't really feel the stakes. You know, I don't really feel the
hype. Let me say something. I'm surprised. I'm surprised that you're not hype, bro. I'm surprised. Oh. I thought this week's episode did what it needed to do, and it got us right. It got us back on track. So Joe versus Mac is officially on. Joe kind of got his blessing from Lou. We see that Yuri's kind of against it, but, you know, Joe says, I fight for me. I don't fight for anyone else. Saccio, being that the annoying little shit he is, finally gets put in his place. That alone, I'm like, good episode. They make up at the end. You see a little bit of internal conflict with the manufacturers of Max, you know, gear. Again, is it the greatest episode? No. But I thought there were hype moments in here. I'm surprised that you didn't really like it. When Joe visited Nambu's grave and it had that, you know, the classic Megalobox theme playing in the background and, you know, he's talking about getting back what he lost. I thought that was so good. And then at the end there with Saccio, good fight scenes. I like how they made up at the end. For me, is it the best episode? No, but it puts us back on track. Remember, we still have 3 episodes. Yeah, the fight between Joe and Mac, it doesn't feel like there's a lot at stake. I'll give you that, and I agree with that. But we still have 2 episodes and then a final episode to build up to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they might not have a personal beef, but maybe we'll learn more of Joe's motivation and maybe Mac's motivation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's going to be as good as Joe versus Yuri in the finale of the first season, but at least we're on board. You know what I mean?
I see.
I feel like we were drifting away, and now we're coming back to sea, you know, coming back to land. Like we're on the right track. And there was like two moments where the classic Megalo theme kicked in, and I was like, ah, hyped. I'm hyped. Not super hyped. I'm not super sold. I want to see more character stuff that builds up this fight and makes this fight larger than life, for sure. And we still have three episodes for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just good to see that, you know, we're on track. We're going to get a finale. We're going to get a banger of a fight at the end. So I'm surprised you're not as hyped as I am.
Mm. That's interesting to see. I had a different take on that. But
yeah,
it's true. We're coming back to see. We're seeing, you know, the themes and the kind of moments we wanted to see. So, you know, we saw three episodes. I remember Megalonia back in the original series was like only like a few episodes more. So I guess I can see where you're coming from here. But we'll see. We'll see how the next few episodes go here.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I thought it was certainly better than the last 2 weeks of episodes. Again, it's just it did what it needed to do. Sachio's no longer going to be a little bitch. Joe's going to start training. I mean, it's just I have no complaints with it. I mean, it's the show is going to give me what I want. It took a little while to get here. This all could have happened two episodes ago, I feel like. But and yes, they do have to develop why this last fight's going to be important. You know, why is it important to Joe? Why is it important to Jim Nowhere? Why is it important to Mac? Why is it important to the company? We're going to see more politics behind it for sure. We still got three to go. But I mean, the episode, it gave me what I want. You know, it could have been done sooner, but at least it's doing it now. Now, the real test is, how are they going to end the series, you know? Are we going to get some badass training with Joe and see him, you know, try to recapture the passion he once had, you know? We'll have to see. Three episodes to go. At least it's not two. At least we have somewhat of a cushion here, you know? So, I'm surprised. I'm surprised you're not as hyped as I am. But, hey, we can both agree it's going to be better than that Mayweather-Logan Paul fight this past weekend. Yeah. Anything will be better than that.
Sachio's fights were better than that.
Yeah, I know. Hey, but can you at least be happy that Sachio's no longer going to be a little bitch now?
Yeah. This should hopefully.
Again, it was dragged out. It was dragged out. He was annoying us, but at least we're not going to have that shit anymore. You know what I mean? At least, hopefully he's done being a little bitch now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, final thoughts for this week's episode, Germs?
Yeah, it's been better than the last few, but for me, I'm not super hyped at the moment. I can see a little bit of hype. Seeing how the end of Joe's story goes here, I'd imagine there's not gonna be a third season, but we'll see. I hope so. Not. I just hope it ends here, and you know, he becomes a trainer or something or whatever. So
yeah,
we'll see how these two episodes hold up here. How they want to end it here, if they do end it. But I'm interested to see the setup's all here.
Yeah, it's not popular. I highly doubt. I mean, it's popular, but it's not doing the studio a lot of justice. I mean, we think it's a little hidden gem, but not a lot. Not, you know, it's not the biggest anime out there. I doubt there's a third season. Again, not sold. I still need more convincing too, but we got three episodes. That's, you know, I think we're going to get into gear here pretty quickly. All right, so that is the conclusion of this week's weekly roundup. Before we move on to this week's spicy discussion, we're going to choose our episode of the week, the winner of the week. What is your winner for this week, Germs?
It's a bit of a hard one. You know, there's no single episode that got me like super hyped. There was no top tier episode for me this week. You know, they're all kind of slower episodes. You know, there's still like a few episodes left for a lot of these series. So, you know, we're about to start getting to that the last little arc here. So it's probably a little slow for that reason. But, you know, if I had to pick a best episode of the week, you know, you already know what it is. You know, I just enjoy
all the people.
Like, if I could pick another show, I'd pick, you know, something else probably. But from these five, Nagatoro, absolutely fantastic, as always. Not top tier, as the last few were, and as spicy as the other ones were. But compared to the others, you know, Tokyo Revengers had some good stuff, but it kind of was just the one, you know, fight. And some cool moments, there were definitely some cool moments, but just the enjoyment and just, like, wishing the episode continued, like, was longer every week. Nagatoro, baby. You know what it'd be. But what do you think? I think this one's probably going to be we're going to have a different opinion here. What do you think?
We definitely are. We definitely are. It's very close between two for me. It's going to be very close between Tokyo Revengers and Megalobox, but just because it gave me what I personally wanted, I'm going to give it to Megalobox. But again, they're neck and neck, because that Tokyo Revengers cliffhanger was so good. And I think they really did step up the animation for this week's episode. Again, it was great. The fight scenes were great. A lot of great stuff with Tokyo Revengers, but I'm just going to give it to Megalobox. We have the fight announced. We have Sachio on board. We know that Joe is going to get into shape, and it's just leading up to a finale that we all kind of want. So I'm just going to give it to Megalobox. I think first week we're disagreeing here, so that's interesting.
Probably the first of many in the future, but it took us 10 weeks whatever to get a difference of opinion for once.
I know. Guys and gals, weebs out there, let us know down below what was your episode of the week. Which show are you guys really enjoying? Doesn't have to be from these five that we're covering, just let us know. And yeah, that is going to be our weekly roundup. Now we're going to get into the weekly discussion here. Spicy stuff, Germs. Spicy stuff. This week, what is the Weeb Retreat talking about? We're talking about waifus. Waifus. You can't escape it if you're part of the anime fandom, part of the Weeb fandom. First, we're going to talk about what the hell is a waifu. I didn't know when I first started watching. I bet when I first started watching anime, they didn't even really have waifus back then. I mean, maybe, but it's not as popular of a term as it is now. So we're going to talk about what the hell is a waifu, what makes a waifu for us personally. Then we are going to reveal our personal waifus. Yes, we have a list, a 3x3 of our own waifus here. We're going to display them. You guys can see them as well. And we're going to commentate on each other's. We're going to guess each other's before we reveal them. And so, yeah, but first things first, what is a waifu to us? How do we choose our 3x3? Let's just get some definitions straight in the beginning. So yeah, what counts as waifu territory for you, Germs?
You know, the waifu for waifu, you know, for me is, you know, hotness and, you know, sexiness is, you know, it's an important factor there. But then, you know, for me, I had that little extra restriction because I've seen so many waifus. There's so many hot characters. Yeah. It's thousands, not even hundreds, thousands.
Tons, yeah.
So for me, that what makes them not just from, like, sexy and hot to a waifu is just, like, if they were my wife, would I be happy? Would I be a happy man? Or at least
I'd... Shit, I did not consider that at all.
I got thousands to choose from. You don't have as many as the madman like me at. So that's my extra little restriction there, you know. Sometimes, you know, there might be some exceptions there, but they might just be so hot that it doesn't even matter if you know, what they're... But, you know, the personality and, you know, their character and, you know, what they've done in the story, you know, that's more important for me. Because there's so many hot characters. You can pick a hair color. Yeah, hair color, you know, hair color type, and you can have, like, 1,000 of them, you know, be generated. But the story and, you know, what who they are in the series and, you know, their actual personalities are what's important to me here. And also, you know, if they're hot too, you know, that also helps out. But
for my list, have to be hot. I didn't consider them actually being my wife. Shit, that's just borderline crazy, creepy, weird. But
what's up?
You know, there's too many hot ones to put just for 9. So I did think about their personalities. Like, did I actually enjoy this character? And if you can't think of their name, then they didn't leave a good enough impression on you. And so they shouldn't be on your 3x3. So for all my whole 3x3, I knew their names. It's not like it's, you know, I had to go searching for them. Like, oh, who was this character? What was she like? No, I remember she was hot and I liked her presence in the show that I watched her in. We do have one restriction. only one per series, right? Like we don't have two per series on here. The reason we have that restriction is because I know for a fact my 3x3 would be like literally two shows. two shows with like a couple sprinkled in. We thought that that'd give you guys a little bit more of a variety. I know for a fact, because did you add in anime and manga? Because you could have. I mean, I don't really care, but
yeah.
Did you add in like manga characters as well? Yeah. So you just have a much larger pool to go through with me than I do. So I know for a fact yours, and I know that you have different tastes than me. So yours is going to be much more dedicated fan. Mine's going to be more normie. Mine's going to be more vanilla, I assume. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to get into this. I'm excited to see what the waifus are. Mm-hmm. So, all right.
I got a coin here. It?
Yeah.
So,
I'll take tails.
Tails.
A little bit.
Tails.
Shit. Does that mean I go first?
Yeah, you go first.
No, I win. I want to go second. All right. We'll do mine first. Mine's so normie. Yeah. You want to take a guess at who's on my 3x3?
I already know one. When you said your waifus, I already knew this was a guarantee. Faye Valentine.
Okay. That's a good guess.
Fuck.
That's a good guess. I thought you were going to guess someone that was different, but that's a good guess. That's a good guess.
Botan.
What's up?
Botan.
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 you know, I love me some Botan. She was not hot enough to make the list, but she is right there.
I'm 0 for 2 right now. Fuck.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I confirmed Botan. I'll be honest about Botan, but I will not be honest about the other one.
Trying to think of anything else, really. You never bring. Okay. Oh, easy one. Come on. Look behind you, Mr. James.
Where behind me? Right here? Yeah.
Rem.
Yep.
That's my third guess there.
She probably won't be on your list.
Oh yeah. I think those three guesses are good. I don't want to guess all the rest of them.
Solid guesses. I'll say Botan's not, but was considered. All right. See. And then, so we'll show the 3x3. I will say the names and the series of all of them. So.
Oh, shit.
Check in the chat. All right, so let me announce these. We're going to go top left, down, right, and then down. So Yoko Littner from Gurren Lagann, Revy from Black Lagoon.
I should have seen it.
Faye Valentine from Cowboy Bebop. Rangiku Matsumoto from Bleach. Best Girl Rem from ReZero. We have Kazahana from Sekirei. We have Misato from Evangelion. Nami from One Piece, and Junko from Desert Punk. So that is my 3x3. What's your first impressions of my 3x3, Germs?
Well, I was completely not expecting Nami on there, but I have a similar kind of pick in with Nami with a series I haven't even seen before where I have him, but I was not expecting Nami at all. I think
Nami's one of the hottest characters in all of anime, and from what I've seen of One Piece, I like her personality too. So it's like easy, probably top three. Nami is like easily top three.
And you haven't even seen One Piece yet. Wait till you see One Piece, Mr. James.
I'll probably like her more.
But
yeah, what surprises you and what doesn't surprise you? So you guessed Faye.
Mm-hmm.
You guessed Rem. By the way, another question, another thing I thought of is like, would I buy a figure or a figurine of these people?
Oh, yeah.
And like, I would all
yeah.
of them.
Oh, yeah. And, I can see it.
And here's my.
What's the center?
Get in the camera.
Yeah, there it is. No, move it towards your head.
Where's my head?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even then, it's kind of still a little bit too bright, but that's all you need to see right there. There's my Rem figure, Best Girl Rem. I looked. She is over 18. I looked it up. I'm not getting caught for shit. Yeah. What are you surprised by? You surprised by anything?
I'm surprised yet not surprised by Yoko there. Because
Yoko, well, okay, she's hard Yoko as fuck, was the ninth.
Not wrong.
Yoko is the ninth. Okay, so the other eight were locks. I wrote a list. I'm like, okay, I have eight. Who's the ninth? Yoko is the ninth that I was like, okay, she's not like S tier. She's like A plus tier, but she wasn't like S tier. So like all the other eight are like solid locks for me. Solid.
You should have had her MILF version in that picture, Mr. James. That should have
been. I went for the basic one that she's in for most of the series. But yes, the MILF version was considered the show. Yes.
I'm surprised about the Bleach pick here. A little surprise. But
I love Ron Kiku. I love her. You know what's funny is Rangiku and Kazahana, the far right in the center, they're pretty similar. Kazahana also is like, you know, the older woman, big tits, and like drinks and like wants to have fun, like that kind of personality. So they're almost like, I bet people looking at this are like, you put like two of the same character on here. And I kind of did, but hey, I have no regrets about this list. Those eight were like solid for me, so.
Real surprising. I have no idea about the bottom. I know that middle right one. I've seen some, but that bottom right, I don't even know who the fuck that is. That's the one I don't know who the fuck. You're probably
middle right. Yeah, middle right is Kazahana that I was just talking about.
No, bottom right.
Bottom right is Junko from Desert Punk. You know, it's funny.
Oh,
she,
is that one comedy thing?
It's a comedy. You know, she is also kind of like Rangiku and Kazahana because she. She's a bandit who like teases the MC with her tits and stuff like that. Like she's kind of like eggs him on and tries to get things with her looks. So a lot of these characters are like fun female characters, you know, like they're not afraid to use their looks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's that theme. There's another theme in here. I don't know if you can pick up on it. I picked these pictures for a reason.
I think me and you are gonna have totally different taste here.
I think we'll have totally different 3x3. Is this as normy as you thought it would be? Is my 3x3 as normy as you thought?
No. Like obviously like something like Yoko and Faye and Nami and Rem, but these other choices are totally especially our girl Revy. So badass. So badass.
Not only badass, but hot. She's a queen. Like I said, all of them were locks except Yoko. Like, I love all of them. You know, Faye, classic. You know, just the classic bounty hunter with good looks. Misato. I know everyone's hyped up about the other chicks, Asuka, and, you know, but no, I thought Misato was the hottest in Evangelion. And I really liked her dub voice, too. That dub voice made her even hotter. So, and then Rem, she's 18. Again, looks and personality. She does not have the biggest breast as these other women do, but she has more than Rem, you know. So, you know, and I have the figure of her, and she makes the list as well. She makes the list.
I'm surprised you're not surprised. So that's the spice right there, Mr. James. That's the spice.
Yep. Yep, again, a lot of mine is hot, but I do like their personality somewhat. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. So that is my 3x3. Let me guess some of yours. let me guess by series.
You have to do by series because I have like 400 plus shows now. So yeah,
certainly Infinite Stratos.
Yep.
Certainly Trinity Seven.
Yep.
Air Gear.
Yep.
Pink hair chick. I think she's pink hair.
Mm-hmm.
Those will be my three. You did three. I can't really think of any others, but those will be my three. I'm sure you'll pull up your list and I'll be like, oh shit, I should have guessed that, but I'll go with those three.
Okay.
I bet it's going to be way different than mine. And remember, you'll show it and then give me the names and the series that they're from. Yep.
Yep. You ready?
I'm ready.
Upload. Now, did you expect this, Mr. James?
Wow, you put Pabuki on here? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that was the one I was most surprised. The most one that you'll be surprised
on. I almost put Lise on my, instead of Yoko, I almost put Lise from Trinity 7 on mine. You want to announce some germs?
Yeah. So we have Eris from Jobless, We have Reyna from Sumo Wrestling. I know her name because.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
We have Hanakawa from Monogatari, Fubuki from One Punch Man, Simka from Air Gear, Lizarut from Trinity Seven, Yun Yun from Konosuba, Roxanne from it's a manga. I forgot the exact name is.
What is it?
I don't remember the name of the series, but I love her character so much. It doesn't, the series name doesn't matter. And then obviously Sora Shigi from Infinite Stratos Baby. Oh yeah.
Yep. Okay, so this list surprises me a little bit, but almost doesn't surprise me. I think you have really good taste, Germs. I was expecting a bunch of underage, flat-chested chicks, but you got good taste. Whoa,
wrong person here. I think you got the wrong person.
No. I know you have good taste. I just thought that you would make like a different list than me, right? Because you might have had different. Like I wanted all the hot ones, but you might have been like, no, like these are, because when you said like I could wife them up, like okay, like that's just different than having a hot chick. But
but you're gonna put I get the best of both worlds, Mr. James.
You do. You're gonna put Eris on here instead of Beast Girl, whatever the hell her name is.
Well, I put this picture of Eris here. I'm a manga reader,
like time skip or something.
I'm a manga reader here, Mr. James. I'm from the future.
sure, but. Man, that beast chick has big ass titties. That's
She does, but she has ass titties, but she's not a wife. She's not a wife.
True. And Eris has that fiery personality. The one on the top right, that's from the Monogatari franchise.
Yep.
Not a surprise. So Fubuki sucked in season two of One Punch Man. But again, if you look at the manga, she's probably, you know, bigger tits and
ultimate
she's
wife
probably
material.
Great in the manga.
Ultimate wife material.
Yeah, she's probably great in the manga. Middle is
Air Gear.
Air Gear. Mm-hmm. That shit makes me. Does she wear that in Air Gear?
No, this is the fan art. This is the final panel of the series.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that makes me more hyped to watch it. Lise from
27 Baby.
From Trinity Seven. I highly considered her. Her and Yoko were neck and neck. You got one from Konosuba in here. So that's
Union's always been my number one. All the other girls, they're hotter than interesting. But Union, you got to protect her and make wife right. That's wife material right there. And then Roxanne, this is the one from the manga only currently. I hope it becomes not a manga, but ultimate wife material.
So it does not have an anime?
It does not have an anime yet. Unfortunately, it makes me real sad, but ultimate wife material, not even a question. I when I was thinking of like my
not
top waifus, I was like, oh, Roxanne, not even a question in my mind. If you're a reader of the series, if you're a connoisseur, then this was an easy, you already agree with me here.
It sucks that we can't even name the series for people to go look it up. But yeah, this looks like a solid list. You know, bottom right, which is IS. I don't know how hot she is, but you know, it's one of your favorite series, so I understand why it's on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Spicy list. Mm-hmm. I figured that we also guess number one on the list, but I think you already told me your number one is was it Union that you said?
Union? No, not as number one.
Who's your number one waifu, Germs? Who's your number one?
Oh, come on, you can't put me a spot like that, Mr. James.
I could tell you who my number one is, but you tell me who your number one is from this
list. If I had to pick one waifu for life, it would probably be Roxanne. But then next would probably be Sarushiki. That would probably be my second there. But Roxanne, if you're, I'm looking on the side here to see what her series is, but.
Even more than Simca.
Oh yeah, like she's ultimate waifu. Oh, and also Reyna's from Hinamaru Sumo. That's what it was. That's the name of the series there for.
Yeah,
that was interested. Yep. But all waifus, all good characters in my eyes. If I'll fight you if you say otherwise.
I think I found your chick. Is it Isekai Meikyo de Haremwo? I don't. It doesn't say what the English name is, unfortunately.
It's an isekai, so I'm just gonna assume. So I'm trying to look here as well.
I looked it up on Mal. I'll put a link in the chat so you can see. Might be this chick. Fortunately, it doesn't have a English name for us to go off of.
Oh yeah. This is the good stuff right here. It's
yeah. That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You want to guess who my number one waifu is?
Fuck.
I don't think you'll guess it, but go for it.
Fuck. That makes it even harder. Well, if I just go off of knowing Mr. James for all these years, I'll just go Revy. That's just my.
Revy is my favorite female character on this list. Character, you're taking it to the whole account.
I know.
I think Revy and Rock really make Black Lagoon. Like they are the center of the show. But she's not my number one waifu. I think it'll surprise you. You want to take another crack at it? You got it. You got 8 left, Germs. Take another crack at it. You're gonna be like, "What the fuck?" when you hear it. You're gonna be like, "I did not expect that."
Bleach.
Yeah. Damn, that was quick. Thought I was gonna grill you. Rangiku is my number one waifu. Number one. I think you know what's funny. I think of the big three, I think Bleach and One Piece have fantastic women, and then you have Naruto and like you know. There's no real spice there. I mean, there's Tsunade.
Tsunade is on like because I have like a list of 40 characters I had to go through, and Tsunade was one of them easily.
Oh, for sure. But I'm just saying. But that's like one. If you look at Bleach, you have like you have Rangiku, you have Yoroichi, you got Orihime, you got a bunch of other big titted chicks. With you look at One Piece, you have Nami, you have Robin, you have, I mean, again,
infinite.
It's just like, of the big three, two of them have, like, all the women are great. And then you have Naruto, and it's like, you know, not as much. And those are the two series that I alluded to. Like, if we could have an infinite amount per series, like, my list would be filled with Bleach and One Piece. No doubt about it.
And
no
you haven't even read them yet. That's the funny part.
Well, I don't think I'm going to. I think I'll finish Bleach's anime. I don't think I'll read it, but One Piece I'll have to read. But yeah. Yeah.
Spicy. I got a little extra spice to throw into you. Are you ready for this one here? So I got a side hose one over here, Mr. James. I had like 40, Mr. James. You can't blame me. I know. I was thinking, I'm like, there's no way I can't throw them onto here. So here's the side. Now these are like maybe one of them you're going to get here, Mr. James, because I went off of just manga really. This is mostly just manga here, Mr. James. So we got Stella from.
There's three I recognize. There's three mm-hmm. of them.
The go ahead. Chivalry Nelson. Of a Failed Knight for Stella. Ayako from Musumu Telepathy. Claire from Claymore. Fubuki from Grisaria. Kurumu from Rosario Vampire. Kyoko from. I've heard her name. The series is. Sorry, Kyoko. Nana okay. from Plunderer. Sangarin from Hell's Paradise and Sicily from fuck.
These are your next nine.
Yeah, these will probably be right outside your nine.
These are like the next nine.
Top tier characters here. You can see a
top 18
right here.
Yeah, I recognized Claire, Nana, and Stella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Claire is hot as hell. I could definitely see that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all these other characters are such top tier waifus here as well. Nana, especially top tier waifu. Oh, I guess all of them are. They wouldn't be on here if they weren't. They wouldn't even be here.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even be here. And then I just have one little side one here. This is a super side one. This is just games. Just games. Because I play so many games. I was like, oh, let me make one just for little games here. And one of these will have a game I haven't even played before, but. As a child.
Shit, I could have done that, but go ahead. I
Tifa,
could have done that.
Right there. Tifa and Cammy. I was like, ever since, you know, as a growing young boy, they've been the waifus and Dr. Magician Girl.
You should have told me about games. I would have made a games one. Yeah, dude. Pupa makes it. Cammy makes it. Yeah.
Dark Magician Girl. That's not even like, those three aren't even questioned. My Childhood. I think they're the fundamentals here, Mr. James. They're the OGs, really. You know, also Tsunade would be thrown here, but this is the games one. But Kami,
Read them by series for me.
Yeah. So Cammy, Street Fighter, Dark Magician Girl, Yu-Gi-Oh, Mona from Genshin Impact, Lily from Kotobo Shoujo, 2B from Nier Automata, Riza from Atelier Rize, Tifa from Final Fantasy VII, Otago from Azure Lane, and then 5-7 from Girls Frontline. See, like I know these waifus like the back of my hand in this series, Mr. James. This is what I've been growing up on. You know,
Tifa was a good choice. Tifa's like I
picked that picture specifically because Tifa's always been a waifu. I didn't have an FPS. I didn't have a PlayStation, Mr. James, but Tifa's always been a waifu.
I would have had like. Because I'm a big fighting game fan. Like, four of them would have been from fighting games. Like, I have so many, dude. Like, Ivy from Soul Calibur.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like,
What's the girl?
Like anyone from the Dead or Alive series. Like, oh, yeah, they're easily. All hot as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I should have done one for games. Springing this up on me, I would have had one ready.
Who's the one chick?
Yeah, good list.
Who's this one chick that's always, like, bending down with a super huge rack with, like, the... Like the red
Mai from
the classic. From, you never go wrong with Mai.
Fatal Fury or King of Fighters. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mai would have been on that list. Chun-Li would have been on that list. I could have done one just from fighting games.
Yeah,
bro.
You just did it right there. You just did it right there. The fans. Yeah, I'll throw them on the screen for you, Mr. James. Because you made your own.
Throw them on the screen for me. I wish I could have made a 9x9 for a 3x3 for video games as well. But yeah, good. I mean, even that's a solid list too. Yeah, the only one that I look back at your list and I'm like, damn, you really put that on there. Eris, but yeah, again, time skip. I'm just not used to seeing her in the time skip, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's not as much of a hothead in the time skip, you know? Because in what we've seen anime-wise, oh, shit. She's a lot to handle. But, you know, the crazy ones are usually the hot ones, so I understand. I understand.
So, yeah, that's my spice thrown in there. And it's pretty funny. When I was going through all these characters, like, I was like, you know, the most recent character, really, of all these is probably, like, Mona from, and Arise from the past year for me. Like, all these other ones had just been waifus since for so long. It wasn't even a question when I was thinking about them.
I'm surprised you didn't do anything, any of them from Fairy Tail. Those chicks are hot.
Oh,
too,
yeah, that's true. Well, I haven't read enough Fairy Tail.
There's so many. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, mine's a little normie and vanilla compared to yours, but that's to be expected.
Mm-hmm.
That's to be expected.
But yeah, that's the spice, the spicy 27 I got there.
All right, guys, that is our waifus. That is our discussion of the week, our personal 3x3 waifus. What are your waifus? We would love to know. We would love to do some research and look them up for
research purposes.
Show purposes. Yeah, good. That was a good show. That was fun to see. That was, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like when you show someone your waifus or hentai or shit like that, like you become closer to them, you know? I feel closer to you, Germs, now. So, yeah. All right, Weebs, we hope you enjoyed your stay. Make sure to hit that thumbs up if you did. Subscribe. We'd really appreciate it if you checked out this content and made it to the end. If you made it to the end, you probably already are, but we'd really appreciate it if you did. We know a lot of you watching are not. If you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, give us a follow there. And yeah, any final thoughts about waifus or just this week in general, Germs?
There's too many of them. Too many of them, Mr. James.
Final thoughts for this week. There is too many waifus out there. All right, Weebs out. We will see you guys next week. Peace.